469-1776.
Julian Assange is making arrangements to meet with the cops as we speak here on America Tonight. In the meantime, WikiLeaks, his website, lists some keys to U.S. security, to say the least. And he also says that the U.S. accused Syria of supplying Scud missiles. Boy, we are going way back in time when we talk about Scud missiles. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We talk about water cooler buzz and then some. Remember, you can always be a part of that by shooting us an email at americatonight.net or dialing these digits, 800-259-5791. Raise your hand if you are in a Christmas spirit kind of mood. I have those infrared glasses, and I'm looking across the land and also beyond our borders to Australia and to Spain, Germany, a few other parts, and it looks like, bah humbug, the mood has not caught yet among many of us. You know what it is? I was thinking about this today before we dive into North Korea and WikiLeaks and all the serious stuff. I think that we are bombarded by so many commercial messages. You get kind of sick of it. If you're a kid, you're not sick of it. If you're a kid, it's the magic and the wonderment of the presents that are under the tree and the things that you put on your list that you've been thinking about for weeks on end or maybe even longer than that, or the promises that were made if you would just be good, if you would just tie your shoes, if you'd just stop whining, if you would make the basketball team or whatever. But even when you, I think even when you're 21, you're out of the house, whatever, boom. You give it a couple years, you know, you're going to holiday parties or whatever. And then it's like over the top. It's just too much. Everywhere you look, everywhere you go. I don't know, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm infected with that not yet for Christmas virus. Anybody out there have that same virus weighing on them? I'm not ready. Give me back my flip-flops and my towel and my shorts and let me just hang out at the pool or on the beach. Although some of you may actually live on a beach. But if you do in Florida, those cool temperatures were slamming all the way down the east coast. So they've gotten some of that chill back again. Let's hope it doesn't mess up the citrus crop like it did last Thanksgiving. It was terrible. Remember that, and then the cost of oranges from Florida and some of the other fruit, grapefruits and stuff, just absolutely crazy. Let's talk about North Korea for a second and what's going to happen to North Korea. It seems like the $50 million question that if we go back into the archives of America Tonight, I probably asked that question on the air, I'm going to say a dozen times because of things that North Korea has done. The latest is North Korea is upset at South Korea for a military drill. Can you imagine? I'm sorry, you're having a Navy military drill in the meantime. This is South Korea. In the meantime, North Korea is upset, but yet they sunk one of their warships and also shot at a bunch of innocent people on one of their islands and actually killed a few people. I mean, come on, give me a break. Somebody needs to cut off the knees of Kim Jong-il. Of course, he's passing the baton to his son, who is apparently, I thought he was a different version of Kim Jong-il, but apparently I was wrong on that. He's more like a carbon copy. So it'll be, what, more of the same that will continue on and on and on in North Korea? I'm telling you, if I'm South Korea, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of saber rattling. I'm tired of conversation. I'm tired of it. I'd say full speed ahead. I don't care about diplomacy. I'm sick of hearing about your diplomacy. So anyway, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, talked about solidarity and action as far as North Korea is concerned.
North Korea first needs to take concrete steps to demonstrate a change of behavior. The six-party talks cannot substitute for action. North Korea's provocative and belligerent behavior threatens us all. and that it will be met with solidarity from all three countries.
All right, so let's hope that's true, because, you know, the WikiLeaks memos show that China was really hoping for a united peninsula in Korea. Maybe this, some of this is the first step toward that. Maybe that's part of the rebelling of North Korea. But Kim Jong-il has always been that way. That's why I said if we re-rack some of the old tapes of America Tonight, you'd probably hear similar comments. It's ridiculous. How, you know, it's like in your personal life. You know when there's something happening in your life, guys, you totally know this. If there's something happening in your life that's like a gnat buzzing around your head, it's bugging you, whatever it is. Something's just bugging you, and you can't let it go. And then eventually you get to the point where you're tired of it. It's like when you're in a relationship, you're dating this good-looking chick, right? But she's just annoying. She just is texting you constantly. And you don't like keeping tabs. You're out with your buddies and you don't want to have to text 150 times. So eventually the newness and the cuteness and everything else wears off. And I would think at this point, this isn't about newness or cuteness. It's about the same old, same old. I would think in North Korea, what's happening in North Korea with the South Koreans, for the South Koreans part, this has got to be worn off by now. I mean, you just would want to, I think, end the whole thing. If I were in those talks with Hillary Clinton or any of the other Americans, the president on down, I'd be like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We're standing here in this stare-off for how long? And they sank a ship, killed a bunch of sailors, killed some innocent people, scared them to death while they're living in a camp because they fled the island, and that yet we do nothing, but we get threatened when we decide we're going to have some military drills as a show of force? Come on now. Come on. Ridiculous. I said at the top that Julian Assange, everybody wants to know where he is making arrangements to hook up with the cops. Everybody and their brother is looking under a rock for this guy. And he has apparently answered some questions online. How about that? Because he can feel the heat. So the WikiLeaks founder says he's going to meet with British police talking about the Swedish arrest warrant. And he's wanted for questioning by the Swedes over sex crime allegations unrelated to WikiLeaks disclosure of all those U.S. documents, the State Department documents that came out. That has nothing to do with it. It has to do with what's going on in Sweden. So he's talked to his lawyer, who is a British bloke, and they say no time has been set for the meeting as of yet. But they're hoping that it will happen. They're having those conversations now that it will happen perhaps by the end of this week. They're just making the arrangements. Speaking of making the arrangements, here's one to think about. It's forever and a day. Wesley Snipes, they've been talking about what's going to happen with him with the tax evasion. How crazy. You know, he has to do 3 years in prison. I mean, I guess maybe good behavior. But he surrendered himself, and he's in transit to a federal prison to begin serving his 3-year sentence for federal tax evasion. Wow. And he wanted a new hearing. They asked for a new hearing, but that didn't happen. They say he had a full, fair, and thorough review of the conviction. So that's it. He's come to judgment, and they have to enforce it. That is ugly stuff, man. Hang with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Segment here on America Tonight. We're going to hit the mailbag. Thanks for all those emails, americatonight.net. And I will do that. I've got a couple of interesting things from chat. David with his big bah humbug, Kate. Bah humbug. I know. I can't explain it, David. It's I don't know if it's the over commercialization or I'm just whipped on the whole deal or what it is. Because, you know, actually, normally I'm not like that, but I'm already over it. We haven't even gotten there yet, and I'm already over it. Maybe I'm thinking of all the things I have to do. That's probably what it is. That's what I'm thinking about. See, this is when you know there are true blue people in your life. The people who get Christmas presents for you throughout the calendar year, and that's the way to do it. You know, like you go off to Australia, or you go to Japan, or you go to South America, or you just take a trip to visit your pals in California, and you find something when you're shopping, and, you know, or you're just hanging out, having a couple of beers, and you look across the way, and you see this cool shop, and you think, oh, that surfboard, that'd be cool for my buddy, and you get it early, then that's like the thoughtful thing. And actually, usually I do that, but, ugh, I don't know why. It just is, over the top for me. And, you know, the traveling deal is not fun. And we've been traveling lately with the show. Of course, we're going to New York City on Tuesday and Wednesday. Coming back, we'll be at the satellite facility on Thursday. But we're traveling. I was just reading something about what the TSA will swipe when you go through. Do all of you know that? Do you know the rules of the TSA? That you can carry liquids and you can carry gels and stuff, but it's what they call the 3-1-1 rule. So they have to be like 3 ounces or less. You have to have it in a liter zip-top bag to get it through. And larger amounts, they won't go through. Larger amounts, they won't let you take through. That's been a problem for some people. And apparently, too, because, you know, this is Christmas time, people forget because you used to be able to take whatever you wanted until Richard Reed and the nut in England and, of course, 9/11 anyway. So if you were thinking of taking that yummy, yummy dip, whoever's dragging dip with them anyway, but if you were thinking of dip or you were thinking of gift baskets with salsa and jam and salad dressings and whatever, forget it. Wine, liquor, of course you know that, and beer, whatever. Can't take it through. Can't take that beer through, Jack. It's not going to happen no matter where you're traveling to. And they're real sticklers for that, too. There's no question. Real sticklers for it. They see it in your bag. They are taking it out of the bag. What's happened with the wine deal, because people travel and they want to, if they don't have the wine shipped because it can cost a fortune, they get special containers and they shove it in their luggage and they get it through that way. So the wine skin works, or padded, you know, double sleeve things. In fact, when I was in Hawaii, there's a cool winery. If you ever go to Maui, check out the winery. It's awesome. Pineapple wine. But when you go in there, it would cost you an arm and a leg to ship a bunch of wine so you can get those pouches, which don't cost anything, and put your wine in your luggage if you have room for it. But you cannot take a cake. You could get through easier with a pie than a cake. How about that? Them's the rules. Just easier to get through. Can't fight the man on pulling the gravy through and trying to get your pumpkin pie or your rum cake. What are you going to do? All right, so speaking of the TSA, which now a lot of that conversation is quelled temporarily because of so many other things that are going on. That's why I always say water cooler buzz. No matter where we want to steer the ship, there are obvious ports. That's why you got the WC. And a lot of that has to do with WikiLeaks. So, Homeland Security Director Janet Napolitano, in a very short way, threw in her two cents lately on WikiLeaks.
I cannot tell you how strongly I condemn this action.
Yep, how strongly she condemns all of the documents flooding the website. Now, Assange, as I mentioned before, what they're trying to get him on is what's happened in Sweden with the assault case there. That's what's got him stuck in the thick of it, not so much the documents. I mean, that's been discussed, but there's nothing there. So at this point, Attorney General Eric Holder is saying that he's authorized what he's calling significant actions related to the criminal investigation of WikiLeaks because the website is facing pressure for publicizing sensitive U.S. diplomatic cables. Hey, coming up on one of our next shows here as we're on the road in New York, we're going to talk to somebody about WikiLeaks, somebody who was part of the whole FBI deal and the memos and some of the missing things that happened when it came to 9/11 and retracing the steps. And we're going to pick Colleen Rowley's. We're going to pick her brain about WikiLeaks and sensitive documents that are actually floating out there and the significance, how much it hurts. Does it really matter all that much? Is it some of this is really information we had access to anyway? You know, what's the true skinny on the avalanche of things that have now come out as a result of WikiLeaks? And ultimately, I've said this before, it's the whistleblower who pays the price, because the whistleblower has to do the time, has the career ruined, and is the person who gets crucified. Let's face it, it's not, so far it hasn't been the website itself. Now, you heard what I said about Eric Holder, but I don't think he's going to come up with anything. I don't think they're going to be able to nail him anything, because it's like, it's the internet. It's the wild, wild west. You could call it loosely journalism. So how can you go after Assange if that's what it's considered to be? Or are they classified secrets and can't release the secrets but he could always go to the fact that it was a third party. So Colleen Rowley doesn't really see Assange as the bad guy. She says that many Americans have the attitude that more government secrecy means greater security, and if you share the information, it means less secrecy, and it's a key to more security. She did a great op-ed piece in the LA Times about WikiLeaks, and we're going to chat with her coming up on tomorrow's show. So WikiLeaks, what do you think, fair or foul? Should the U.S. take some kind of an action? Should Eric Holder do something when it comes to WikiLeaks? I don't know that he's going to have anything criminally. They're investigating it criminally, but I don't see how he has anything to hook Assange to. The only thing that Assange could be in trouble for is the Swedish deal for the woman who says she was assaulted. If they have anything there with these sex crime allegations, that's where he could get snagged. But I don't think of the documents. I think that there's going to be a lot of people complaining about it, and they have been from the beginning. I don't think ultimately they're going to be able to snag him on that. All right, this is worth re-racking here. The big story out of Washington, you know, I keep saying water cooler buzz. What is it? The water cooler buzz is the fact that Obama agreed, after skewing the so-called wealthy people who made more than $250,000, skewing them, saying now that they get the tax break like everybody else across the board, and the Bush tax credits will stay for the next 2 years. The compromise was the fact that they got 13 months more of extending tax cuts, or not tax cuts, jobless benefits for people that are already on unemployment for 13 more months. Boy, that's a long time. Can you imagine if you used up the 2 years? Now you get another year. So that means 3 years and counting of unemployment. I mean, if nothing else, would you not get cabin fever? I mean, would you not desperately want to be out there working among your fellow humans? Maybe not. You get to cave it, and then you get to the point where you don't care, you're lazy, and you're like, eh, I got shows to watch, I got movies. I'm already on the 90s. I'm going through all the 90s looking at my old films. Hang with us, a mail check next.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Tonight, just a quick announcement. I'm going to start doing a column for a thing called the Sports Page. And pretty much it's a blank canvas. I'm going to write about sports, obviously. It's an opinion column. So what I'm going to do is I will post it on the website. Remember, you can always check out AmericaTonight.net and catch up with any of the things that we're jawing about here on the air and then some others, certainly, with the blunder of the day and what you missed and all that kind of good stuff. I've had some questions about that. We're going to go check the mail, but before we do that, let's go to Daniel in Minnesota. Hello, Daniel.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's up? What's on your mind?
I have a couple quick things. I'm a history buff, kind of, and so I look back at different things, different military actions and stuff.
Sure.
Helen of Troy, when Troy was under siege, it was under siege for 10 years because They had access to food, so they didn't have to come out of the fort and surrender. They had access to food where they couldn't get it cut off. So, if, and they, you know, they could run their economy inside the fort. That's why they didn't care if they, what was going on outside. You cannot sustain an army. You cannot sustain a government without money. If we're in debt and we're pissing and moaning about what we do, if we send them to Washington, so they had a plan, but they're not reaching across the aisle. And it's really, it's frustrating because we're slipping down from one of the top nations, and we're gonna be sold out.
Boy, I hope not, but you know what, you're right about that. For as much as when you look at the defense bill and you look at defense cuts and absolutely, and then you talk about not maintaining the military, absolutely. I mean, you're 100% right on that. If you constantly chip away at it and we become, and we're not going to be the superpower because we know China's going to overtake that, it is a slippery slope. You're right. And if there's no cooperation, things don't get done. You know, we have a stalled government is what we have. And that's not a good thing either.
No, it's called death by a thousand pinpricks.
Yes. Yeah. You're right. And that's scary to think of.
It is. It is. I did 15 years and I was at EOD. I was over in Somalia and the first Gulf War.
Wow. And so did you see that? What was I talking about, the Scud? They were talking about one of the things that WikiLeaks was talking about, the Scud missiles and the origins of the Scud missiles. That became kind of one of those document drops for WikiLeaks. And go ahead.
The origins came from the Russians. The Russians were supplying the Iraqis during the first.
Right, and that was some of the stuff that was left over, basically.
Yeah. It's all, they were selling it off because they collapsed and didn't have an economy. So they were selling everything they could. They were selling, you know, free space flights because they couldn't sustain their people.
Yeah, and they actually got people to take them up on those space flights, remember?
Yep.
Yeah. And, crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to comment on. Thank
you. All right, Daniel, good caller. Call us again. We appreciate it. I heard you found us on a stream on the tube. Never know where America Tonight's going to pop up, right? Just never know. Hey, this is kind of one of those weird things. You know, we do this for your health deal sometimes on America Tonight. We've had different people on, doctors and nurses and scientists and blah, blah, blah. You know, there's always this deal about the aspirin. Oh, it can prevent a heart attack if you take aspirin. Now they're saying a long-term use of a daily low-dose aspirin dramatically cuts the risk of dying from a wide array of cancers. Wow. That's pretty stunning in itself. It always goes back to England. Whenever you have the bizarre statements and then you look a little further, a British research team unearthed evidence. They say that low aspirin, so 75 milligrams, taken daily for at least 5 years, brings about a 10% to 60% drop in fatalities depending on the type of cancer. How they do this? Well, they did this with the finding stems from a fresh analysis of 8 studies. It's a mouthful, isn't it? That involved about 25,000 patients. So they definitely had a lot of patients that had originally been conducted to look at the protection potential of a low-dose aspirin on cardiovascular disease, but then it turned out that they had cancer they were dealing with, and that's what they uncovered. So are you telling me that if we took an aspirin a day for 5 years, we could see a drop in all kinds of cancers? How about not eating processed food? You got to wonder, when you eat super, super processed food, how brutal that has to be for your system. All right, enough of this. I'm going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, I do have mail. All right, let's check out this first one. This is from Teresa. Teresa says, Kate, I didn't hear you talk about the Citigroup deal. That infuriates me. Did you read that story? I heard it on the local news. What's the scoop with Citigroup? Well, yep.
pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't.
Call a musical interlude here on America Tonight. In other words, you know, we are beholden to the computer, so we had a little technical snafu in our satellite facility, not in the big mothership, but in Dallas. So thanks for hanging through, everybody. That was just a couple of seconds. Weird deal, huh? Usually it's pretty smooth sailing. It's probably because I made that comment about Christmas and got the whole bah humbug thing going on. So they decided the people who are monitoring the computers, they would teach me a lesson, and that's what they did there. All right, anyway, we were talking about the mailbag. We were talking about a couple of different things, and one of the things that we brought up was the fact that the taxpayers, because we had one of the folks emailed us about this, the taxpayers made $12 billion on that Citigroup bailout. And what the question was is, what does that mean? And what it means is that's the profit on the $45 billion bailout of that company. The Treasury Department couldn't be happier to announce that it had struck a deal to sell its remaining holdings in Citigroup's common stock. So that's about 2.4 billion shares, with all of those proceeds of that sale priced at 4 and change, 4.35 a share. So the government will, in the end, realize $57 billion on its bailout package for the big bank. So that actually is good news, isn't it? Get the money back and then a little on top of that. Finally, we needed some of that cream and we got it. Stay with us. Stretch Drive coming up next here on ATN.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play your music. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing.
This would be music to the ears of many who are suffering from MS or have family members who have MS. Multiple sclerosis in recent years, it seems like, has it's been a terrible disease where it's ravaged just way too many people. Researchers say they might have found a way to reverse damage in the central nervous system caused by MS, and this is a huge breakthrough if this is true. I mean, a huge breakthrough. They had a study done by some scientists at the universities of Cambridge and Edinburgh, and it's raised a lot of people's hopes as to this treatment within 15 years for disabling the condition, which affects just millions of people worldwide. I had a chance to do a series on MS and got to meet some really interesting people from the scientific side and also people who suffered from MS and had nothing, there was no precautionary things they could do. There wasn't anything that they did that tripped a switch that made them get MS. Just suddenly things started to happen. They go to the doctors and they get the diagnosis and they're just left stunned by it. And it can be a debilitating, deteriorating disease depending on how ravaged you get by it. And, you know, what happens in MS patients is that they've got damage to the nerve fibers in the brain that send messages to other parts of the body, and that leads to the mild numbness that some of them suffer from, to the horrible paralysis that many end up with in the end, depending on how devastating it is. But it is a devastating disease for a lot of people. So this research is huge, and in fact, part of it was funded from England's MS Society and the National Multiple Sclerosis Society. You know, get those phone calls, or they have stamps or whatever, and you end up giving them a couple of bucks. Well, looks like some of that went into this study, and this study with the clinical trials, they're saying clinical trials could happen within 5 years and treatment within 15 years. I'd say that's pretty exciting that they're talking about doing that. That has to be encouraging to people who have been fighting this disease now for a while. And, you know, you always start with the lab rats, and that's what happened. They started with simulating the RXR gamma in rats, and it encouraged the brain's own stem cells to regenerate what was necessary to combat MS. And if they can have that happen in the clinical trials, boy, what a huge impact that would end up being on so many people's lives. Whew, huge, to say the least, huge, huge, huge impact. All right, we move from that because, you know, this segment really when we're in the stretch drive, it's like if you're a horse racing fan and you're coming down the stretch and there's stuff that you missed. I mean, there's things that you just miss when you're going along that are interesting, some of them not so pleasant, some of them kind of fascinating, like that MS thing. I mean, tuck that in the back of your head if you know anyone who has MS. I knew a guy who was a marathon runner, good-looking guy, in great shape, everything. Who can explain? Suddenly he comes down with MS, and he's in a wheelchair and is not doing great. And there was no rhyme or reason to this whole thing, just the luck of the draw where the cards were dealt, I guess. Speaking of those kind of things, rescue workers recovered 23 bodies, but they're saying that more than 100 people remain missing and they're feared dead. Where am I talking about? I'm talking about Colombia. There was a landslide that buried a Medellin suburb with these heavy, heavy rains, some of the heaviest rain they've seen there in decades, and that triggered the Sunday landslide in that suburb. So you had, sadly, these bodies that were pulled out, and 11 of them were kids. Ooh, 11 were kids. But it was, with the way the land was shifting, they knew it wasn't going to be pretty. I mean, Venezuela also has been slammed by flooding. That's killed 34 people there, and about 5,000 people are homeless. 100,000 are holding up at shelters, anywhere they can find the shelter, basically. But Colombia's government is saying 1.6 million people, 1.6 million, have either lost their home or had homes with damage in it where they couldn't live in the house. 70 to 80%, think of our population in that number, that would be more than disastrous. 80% living in floodplains, and they haven't left them because they don't want to leave their homes and belongings for fear of losing everything. So that's what happens. They refuse to do that. It was interesting. It's a different analogy, but it was like when I went to New Orleans and went down to the Ninth Ward and St. Bernard Parish and looked at the houses there. And the people there do not want to, some of those people do not want to leave New Orleans. They're willing to stick it out, whatever should happen. So they rebuild in those low-lying areas, only hopefully some of them have learned the lesson and they're building a little bit higher. That's what I saw with some of the homes there. Because, you know, ultimately the same thing can happen. A hurricane is a hurricane is a hurricane. And if you live in striking distance with future, in situations where future hurricanes could hit, well, of course, you're in a low-lying area. There's always that possibility. Let's just say that. Okay, here's what's interesting to people who are not bah humbuggy and have decided at the last minute that they want to go somewhere. They either want to take a trip for the holidays or they want to go and see somebody else. You know, they want to go see friends or family or whatever. Well, Southwest Airlines announced a huge sale on Tuesday. That's the best time, by the way, to book tickets. If you're looking for a good time to book tickets, Tuesday, keep that in the back of your head. So they're trying to fill seats during the winter season, and JetBlue offered deals on their expanded service between Southern California and Vegas. Southwest is saying it's going to offer some seats for $59 one way for trips between January 4th and March 9th. That's pretty good. And that runs through December 13th, that sale. The cheapest fare would be flights from Chicago to Nashville, Boston to Denver, $99 each way. That's pretty good. Whew! Usually what happens with me when I try to book those kind of flights, you've got to have 20 stops in between. So by the time you figure in getting, going through the hassle, being rechecked, all that, you're so exhausted by the time you get there. Is it really worth it? And the answer is no. If you can do the direct flight, you know, it's always better to do the direct flight when possible, unless you absolutely have to book at the last second because something's come up. There's no way you want to, I mean, there's just no way you want to take a last-minute fare where you're bouncing around two or three stops, unless you have a lot of time and you're willing to pack that patience with you. We've been talking about Australia a lot lately on the show, it seems, doesn't it? Oprah's audience started their Australian, excuse me, and that's a live sneeze, started their Australian adventure, and 300 people, they just were randomly in the audience, got the giveaway. 8 days in the land down under. Wow, that's pretty, it's a pretty good prize to just happen to be the studio in the studio audience then. That was when she kicked off her final season in September, and I think the people were stunned. Guess what? You're going to Australia? Shrimp on the Barbie? So, you know, anyway, the ultimate, they're calling it the ultimate Australian adventure, and they've kind of kept the people in the dark. They get to go to Sydney and all those final details. Unlike WikiLeaks, where everything's published, Oprah Winfrey wants nothing published. So just show up, get on the plane, shut your mouth, sign this privacy statement, and you're on your way to a free vacation, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Brandon. Hello, Brandon Phillips. Hello.